From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new executive order implementing new vetting measures on Friday, said to be aimed at keeping so-called radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States. Mr. Trump also signed an order he said would begin the rebuilding of the U.S. military. Trump signed the orders at the Pentagon, where he participated in a swearing-in ceremony for Defense Secretary James Mattis. Speaking to reporters earlier Friday, Trump suggested his disagreement with Mattis on enhanced interrogation of American enemies is not an issue.
I don't necessarily agree, but I would tell you that he will override because I'm giving him that power. He's an expert. He's highly respected. He's the general's general. Got through the Senate very, very quickly, which in this country is not easy, I will tell you. And so I'm going to rely on him. I happen to feel that it does work. I've been open about that for a long period of time. But I am going with our leaders, and we're going to win with or without, but I do disagree.
The military is likely to ask Mr. Trump for broader authorities to give commanders room to maneuver in the fight. Earlier Friday, Mr. Trump held a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May at the White House. Prime Minister May hinted the special relationship with the U.S. does not mean their partnership will not require work.
I've been listening to the president, and the president has been listening to me. That's the point of having a conversation and a dialogue. And we have been discussing a number of topics. We'll carry on after this press conference meeting and discussing a number of other topics.
Theresa May. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations said Friday there was no confirmation of a postponement of the Syria talks scheduled for February. The UN statement came after Russia's foreign minister told Syrian rebels earlier in the day the UN-hosted peace talks would be postponed. Earlier this week, Turkey and Russia, along with Iran, brought delegates from the Syrian government and rebel groups to Kazakhstan for a round of peace talks that ended with the three nations agreeing to help monitor a partial ceasefire and work toward a political resolution to the Syrian conflict. As the world commemorated the victims of the Holocaust on Friday, Lisa Schlein reports the United Nations warns the rise in extremism, racism, and hatred could trigger another Holocaust.
6 million Jews were exterminated in the Nazi Holocaust during World War II. While honoring the memory of the victims, the United Nations warned the monstrous act of genocide could happen again. UN officials are urging nations to be vigilant and to take preventive action against a troubling rise in anti-Semitism, extremism, xenophobia, racism, and anti-Muslim hatred. Rupert Colville is spokesman for the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The kind of social restraints, the cultural restraints, appear to be slipping quite fast, certainly in Europe and possibly the U.S. as well, but also in other parts of the world, and one shouldn't forget that. You have ethnic-based attacks and religious-based attacks in quite a few countries that are actually leading to deaths and destruction and so on.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A U.S. research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor at its Yongbyon nuclear facility. The website 38north.org posted commercial satellite images Friday that it said indicate Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. North Korea is believed to be able to reprocess plutonium used in its nuclear warheads. A quick recap of our top story at this hour. U.S. President Donald Trump signing an executive order today implementing a new vetting measure said to be aimed at keeping so-called radical Islamic terrorists out of the U.S. For additional news that is, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.